Good evening, everybody. We have a session recorded live in the Chattanooga Library downtown this evening featuring a singer, songwriter and guitarist from Canton, Ohio, called Abraham James. Sam Mensah, the studio manager and engineer in the library, is, as you may know, originally from Ohio. Abe is a friend of his, and Sam added some guitar on a couple of the songs on this session. Abe also uses a whole bank of effects and looping when he plays, which, as you'll hear, makes it sound much bigger than just one man and a guitar.
Oh, well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for having me out today. Thank you, WUTC. My name is Abraham James, and I am a singer-songwriter from Canton, Ohio, and thrilled to be here. I'm going to play you a few original songs today. Are gone, or so it seems. A victim of the system, of mindless drones, with hearts of stone and mouths that feed. You're just a machine. 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 Hey, everybody wants to see blood. Yeah, everybody wants to see blood, but nobody wants to see their own. Yeah, everybody wants to see blood. Yeah, everybody wants to see blood, but nobody wants to see their own. Like a show, but I am not a program that you can ride. Your sky will fall. This I know. You're just a machine. You're just a machine. You're just a machine. You're just a machine. You're just a machine, you're just a machine. Hey, everybody wants to see blood. Yeah, everybody wants to see blood, but nobody wants to see their own.
Everybody wants to see blood. Everybody wants to see blood. Nobody wants to see their own.
This is a song that I wrote probably about 10 years ago. I call this one the Geriatrics. Gotta get out of here. Ain't got no car, nothing to give from me at all. They probably sold it for half its worth to some punk who don't know how to drive it. And I take my meds 3 times a day. I play nice with the residents here, but I feel it coming to an end. Nothing good. We gotta sneak our love in. We gotta sneak, but it's still good. And all they got me drowning in medicine.
on my guitar and some whiskey, baby, in a nice dark highway. I could drive all night with some pretty thing beside me, just driving me crazy. Yeah. Oh, oh. Gotta get out of here. Oh, this geriatric green just isn't my color at all. I think the whole world's forgotten us. Some full of nurses that all treat us like children. And I used to light this thing on fire and burn it down just to say I did. But I think it's coming to an end. Drink here, and they don't let us smoke nothing good. We gotta sneak our love in. We gotta sneak, but it's still good. It all, they got me drowning in medicine. Oh, all I want is a clear day, maybe 5 good days. Let me rock it out straight. I leave my body on the lawn when I'm done with the baby.
Oh, that's a fun one. I wrote that about an old dude that got put away in an old folks' home, and he just wants to get out and have a good time. I'm gonna play you another one that I call the Orange Grove. This is another one I'm doing a lot of looping. Bicycles on the country road, small town that we don't know. Now a naked in an orange grove, and her smell is sweet, her spell is strong. Dixie and Vixen's clothes, half crazy but so it goes. And where she lands nobody knows, she's a daughter of the sun. The queen of hearts goes round and round, where love is lost,
love is foul. Keep dancing, little gypsy, there's no one around. Your kisses taste like whiskey in this orange grove that we found. Not everything is what it seems. Forget the lines, read in between, cause his arrow's sharp and his aim is on. Life is simple and his walk is free. A wordsmith working on his symphony. Not a worry in his company until he met Fat Dipples in a family tree. Met Fat Dipples in a family tree. She's a tall crown fly, he's a bumblebee. And her next move, checkmate, wait and see. The queen of hearts goes round and round with love is lost, love is found. Keep that's a little gypsy, there's no one around. Your kisses taste like whiskey in this orange grove that we found. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sing it out. Oh, yeah. Oh, and passion overtook the risk, and all along the fight was fixed. You stacked up the cards in favor, and the pain was sharp and out of the sea. Cause your game is hard, so baby, you're the queen. Tell me, gypsy, who's your lightest flavor? Oh, oh, sh-na-na-na, you go, oh, sh-na-na-na, you go, ooh, ooh, oh, oh, yeah.
Well, I got a good friend of mine that's here in the studio with me that he told me he'd play a little bit of music with me today. So I'm going to get my good friend Sam Mensah in here, and we're going to play you a few songs that we wrote together. Practice Your Kiss. Practice your kiss on me, or you could practice your. You could practice your kiss on me, or you could practice your. El sweet cutie with your high heels on, got your tan line going in your legs all lungs. You could practice your kiss on me, or you could practice your. And you could try on your smiles for me, or you could try on your. Oh, oh, well, you could try on your smiles for me, or you could try on your. Oh, oh, see you on the sexy one, give me some more. You can leave the ones I see on the bedroom floor. So you could try on your smiles for me, or you could try on your. I saw your face in the window. I tried to walk away, but couldn't let it go. I followed you here so I could let you know. Oh, 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 the girl, I'm not sure if you got a man. But oh, if you don't, then you can know. You could practice your kiss on me, or you could practice your. Or you could practice your kiss on me, or you could practice your. Your sexy little storm cloud flashing your ways. Are you telling me you're dangerous? I just don't kiss. You could practice your kiss on me, or you could practice your. I said, ooh, girl, it's all. And you're the nicest thing I've seen since Christmas. I, oh my God.
She got me losing my senses. Everything sweet, everything nice. All this girl's out, sugar and spice. Eh, eh, eh. All your charms on me, say you could use all your. You could use all your charms on me, say you could use all your. Oh, ayo, voodoo child in the same box. So she looks like honey, but she sips like scotch. You could use all your charms on me, you could use all your. Oh, I watch you move across the dance floor. I drink it all in and then I ask for more. The way this girl moves is like a miracle. Oh, 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 she's chaos perfected. She's pleasure and pain. She's high like the desert and soar like the rain. So you could use all your charm on me. And you could try all your smiles for me. El sweet cutie with your heels on. Got your tan line going and your legs are long. So you could use all your charms on me. Or you could use all your.
You were down with Sam to make a session in the library. That was 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
And then you're going to come back. And you guys are in the Songwriters Week competition, right?
Yeah, they picked us to move on. We're real excited about that. That's a pretty cool thing.
A friend of mine was just in here this morning. He's one of your competitors.
And he was, oh, is he?
He was saying the same thing. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment. Last year, they had runoffs in four cities, and they had 30 people playing here in Chattanooga. And I assume they had 30 people in three other cities too. And then they pick, you know, one from each city. This time, by his estimation, there was something like 100 people.
Yeah, it looked like there were, I think that there were 40-some spots originally for the, I think they had a kind of like a submit your song to get chosen to participate. And then they had 40 different first round kind of runoffs with, I think around, we had 20 in our group, 20 performers. So yeah, it seems like there were quite a few to start out with.
That's a lot. So that you have, chosen as one of the final 20. That's quite an accomplishment, I'd say, given that kind of competition.
Yeah, it feels good. I never have submitted anything for like a contest or anything, but it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, we had that conversation too. So you put yourself out there. They're going to judge you. What exactly are they judging? You know, and truth be told, no matter how many times they tell you, well, it's all about the song. It really isn't. It's about the performance.
No, right? Absolutely. And that's what, you know, they said that. But regardless, I think that even if you try to just judge on those criteria, I mean, you're looking and hearing other things and seeing other things, regardless of whether it's, you know, consciously or subconsciously making your decision for you.
Wow. So how do you prepare for something like this? On top of that, they want you to sing the same song that you sang in the runoffs, right? Well, run-ups or whatever you call it.
Exactly, yeah. I find the best way to prepare is just not to think about it and just show up and have fun.
I think that's a very smart attitude, yeah. How did you choose the song that you're going to sing?
Sam is the one that entered the song. I didn't even know that we were in a contest until we had been selected to go move on to the second round.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, the original submission was just submitted with, a WAV file or whatever. And my buddy Sam calls me up one day and he says, hey, I entered us in a contest and we're moving on. So I got down there to Tennessee and we did it.
It's called Tennessee Man, I think, isn't it?
Well, the song was written, it was funny. It was Sam moved to Tennessee to get a master's in his recording arts. And I was down there the week that he was just kind of settling in. We were having a few drinks one night, and he was talking about he had just got his residency in the state of Tennessee, and he was saying, I'm a Tennessee man, and we were just being silly and having some drinks, and out of it was born a song. And it's actually a pretty good song. I think it's a good story.
So how long have you been writing?
I've probably been writing music since I was about 16, and I'm 39 right now. So what does that mean? 20?
It means a long time.
Years?
Oh.
Yeah.
Has your writing process changed much in that time?
Yeah, I think it's a constant evolution. I think that, you know, so many people try to pinpoint, you know, how is a song written? And I think that anyone that writes songs understands that there's not really a formula for it. It can start with a couple words. It can start with a couple notes. It can start with just an idea. And, you know, I think that as I've evolved as a songwriter, the biggest thing that I've learned is nothing's off limits. You know, don't rule anything out. And more importantly, nothing is final. If you are so worried about writing that perfect song, it can hinder you from finishing the song. And I've really in recent years learned, like, just finish the song the best you know how. And then, you know, if in a couple months you don't necessarily like that particular part or you don't like those words, you know, nothing's set in stone. Even if it's recorded, you can always go back and refine it.
Yes, it's always seemed to me that a song is a living thing. And each time you interact with it, it's a bit like having a conversation with someone. Even if you think you know what you're going to say, the chemistry between you is ultimately what determines where the conversation goes. It seems to me that it's the same thing with a song. Each time you sit down to play it, you're in a different place. You may see the lyric differently. You may feel differently about the melody. It's going to be a new relationship each time you sit and play it.
100%. Absolutely.
So as you say, there's nothing there's nothing set in stone. It's an ongoing organic process.
When I remember, I loved Counting Crows when they were first releasing music, and you know, to me, I remember hearing those songs that one way, and then I remember about 10 years after they really, you know, became popular, they released an acoustic album, and they were playing all these original songs that I knew one way, but literally putting their spin on, you know, what is this song from my perspective at this moment in my life? And to hear, you know, the different, just even the different emotion that would come from the exact same songs and the exact same words, it essentially was a totally different song. And I think that really made an impression on me of how, you know, a song never is just final. It will always be something different.
And added to that, when you perform, you work with a whole bank of effects.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So if that's the case,
it's amazing how simple tone can change. Yeah.
So then you are in effect writing even while you're performing, right?
Yeah, I guess to some degree I am. Are you talking about with the looping system and everything that I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. A lot of that is kind of, you know, the looping system is, you got to be so precise that a lot of it is, I'm going to play this the same every single time. But I like to try to leave, you know, little spots to improv and things as well as my lead guitar abilities are coming along. They're not where I want them to be, but I really have been making myself be more of a lead guitar player since I started incorporating the loop system, just to get a little more of that, you know, I guess, unique signature to each performance.
And is that, in some sense, so you don't have to work with a band?
Yeah, actually, it was after my buddy Sam moved to Tennessee that I said to myself, I got to figure something else out because I can't keep, you know, putting in a year, 2 years, 3 years of work with a musician, and then, you know, something changes in life, and all of a sudden they're gone. So that was when I really started to, I guess, start to cultivate the looping idea. And I love it. It's added so much versatility with what I can do as one man. But they're really, even as good as you get with that, there are limitations and ultimately, if you can have another living, breathing human being there that's making music with you, it's on another level. It's better, in my opinion.
Why do you make music?
You know, at this point, it's just a creative outlet. I've been making music for a long time, and I'd say that I don't think I've reached a lot of people with my music. I think I've reached some. I think that that's the ultimate reason that any creative person creates something, is for the appreciation of others, you know, to make something that someone can appreciate. But as well as, you know, like I said, a creative outlet. At this point in life, much more of a creative outlet. It's a way for me to, you know, take emotions and put them into something that's, you know, tangible. And still, obviously, the hopes that people hear it and it can make an impact, or it can teach a lesson, or it can, you know, tell a story. But yeah, personal satisfaction at this point.
Oh, buddy, it's good to talk to you.
You too. I hope I'm able to meet you.
Me too. Thanks, Abe. Talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Bye. Have a good one.
All right. Well, this is a song that a good friend of mine and I wrote, Mr. Sam Mentzer. We wrote this song a couple years back. We call this Tennessee Man. There's a Jesus fish on the bumper of a truck, and I'm trying to figure out, is she smoke some bud? We parked away down yonder in the moonlit meadow, dewdrop dripping off her hair in the shadows. I'm a Tennessee man with a Tennessee plan, Tennessee whiskey in the palm of my right hand, Tennessee roots in these black leather boots. Need a volunteer, you can send for these dudes. And I take it back to the day, sitting on the porch, Jack Daniels in the shade, drinking by the court, then grab it. I would say I got ice in my veins and whiskey in my head. Yeah, I got whiskey in my lemonade. From the hills of Appalachia to the great Daniel Boone, to the patriotic words that are etched on her tomb, Tennessee ink from a Tennessee pen, dripping like the sweat from a horse and 10 men. Walk in a bar and I ordered a whiskey. A barmaid winked to me, said 750. Little did I know that she'd fill a tall glass. You never get that up north with a high class. Hey, nah, nah, take it back to the day, sitting on the porch, Jack Daniels in the shade, drinking by the court, then grab it. I would say I got ice in my veins and whiskey in my lemonade. Yeah, I got whiskey in my lemonade. Music City and the big bright lights, Smoky Mountain Mama still on your mind. Yeah, oh, every good story though's been written in song, and every true voice starts out alone. And if this were singing, they'll sing along. We say, hey, nah, nah, take it back to the day, sitting on the porch, Jack Daniels in the shade, drink them by the court, then grab it. Always say I got ice in my veins and whiskey in my lemonade. So this is a song that this is a song that I released on an album back in 2015 called Scorpion Honey.
break you open, she'll break you with a single breath. She'll take your heart, yeah, she'll take your heart right out your chest. She got a little black dress and make it all okay. She got a voice, make you crazy like a born again saint. She got hallelujahs dripping off every kiss. I met the devil downtown drinking whiskey on a summer night. He shook my hair when he spoke. He said, son, you know I like your style. If you got a couple minutes, let me buy you a drink. I know I got a reputation, but it's not what you think. Have a seat, let me tell you all the things that I would do for you. I took a second, I looked the devil in the eye. And I said, I think I know the outcome, but damn if I won't let you try. Yeah, and I drink Johnny Walker any color will do. But if you pick it up the ticket, then I gotta go blue. It's the scorpion honey, sweeter than the summer moon. Oh, 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 he said, fame and fortune, I'll give you anything you want. And I said, oh, thank you, mister, you can keep your shit, I got my own. And there's a pretty little angel there across the room. If I was betting, I'd say she's the one that brings me my doom. She got that scorpion honey hide since she left the womb. Oh, 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 ooh, ooh, la de ia. I sing out hurt and pain, sing it all right out your chest. And if the feast gets delayed, we'll get drunk on wine. We'll show the Christians where the saints go to have a good time. I'll now sing you sinners, sing it out with every breath. Oh, 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 oh. Scorpion honey is the apple that he gave. Scorpion honey, bitter in the sweetest way. Yeah. And when the serpent walked off, I think he lied when he spoke. Said creation, this is simply my idea of a joke. But you got your scorpion honey, and it's sweeter than the summer moon.
So this is a song that a friend of mine and I wrote couple Christmases ago, and we kind of set out to tell a lighthearted story of the Christmas story. So we call this one The Prophet.
Mother Mary, lay your sweet baby down. The hub of commotion is finally all settled down. He couldn't be more royal if if he wore a crown. And the light in the sky just stayed there above the town. And the words still rang from those strange dressed men. They say, oh, you got a prophet, mama, that's for sure. A little piece of heaven dropped at your front door. It'll be the ride of a lifetime, hope you're ready for it. He'll catch fire at the right time, don't push, wait for it. And these simple echoes are shaping eternity. The hope of perfection alive and inside of me. Whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, 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 oh. John made his living on the banks of the river, preaching about repentance to a whole lot of sinners. A camel skin prophet on the banks of the Jordan, calling out, prepare the way. And with the blessing by the Father, we came up out of the water, and the sins got washed away. And then the clouds rolled by, and a dove came down. And as he walked away, the crowd looked at John. And he said, oh, we got a prophet in our own backyard. Yeah, that's my little cousin and he's wicked smart. And I don't know how he does it, but he knows how to fix people. I'm making lame men walk, casting demons out of crippled people. And these simple echoes are shaping eternity. The hope of perfection alive inside of me. Whoa, oh, 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 anything goes if it's for the right price. Betrayed by a kiss in the middle of the night. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They know not what they do. Oh, 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 oh. Say, oh, we had a prophet in our own backyard. We used to kick it with his brothers at the old town bar. He turned water into wine when he wasn't out walking on it. They say there's 12 more like him now and everybody's talking about it. And whatever whatever comes our way. Yeah, little darling, wanna make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns at once and explode into space. And like a true nature child, we were born, born to be wild. I could climb so high, I never.
This is Abraham James, a singer, songwriter, and guitarist from Canton, Ohio, who is friends with, and has been friends for quite some time, with Sam Mensah, who is the engineer and the studio manager at the library. He and Abraham have been making music together off and on for quite a long time. In fact, they released an EP as the Electric Lions at the end of the session. I'd like to share a couple of songs from the EP with you. Abraham is now back in Ohio. He's coming back again, as you'll hear in the conversation we had, in a week or so to play in the Tennessee Songwriters Week competition in the Bessie Smith Hall. But I didn't get the chance to talk to Abraham when he was here, but I caught up with him on the phone earlier today. Singer, songwriter, and guitarist Abraham James from Canton, Ohio, along with his friend Sam Mensah in the studio in the Chattanooga Library. Sam adding a couple of guitar to a couple of songs. I'd like to share with you, since we've got some time, a couple of songs from an EP they did together, Abraham and Sam. They called themselves the Electric Lions for this EP. This first song is called The Fox and the Farmer, and then Long Live Summer. Thank you.
friend if you play the game this way. She'll make you walk a tightrope with razors underneath. And I haven't felt it right since I started seeing rain. And the sky is still the same, the sky is still the same. Scratch on the door. Crow comes in with the night sky dripping off his feathers like an open sore. He said the pharmacy in red tonight, the color of them grapes you stole, the price you paid for picking all that fruit you didn't plant and reaping what you didn't sow. I heard grapevine. And the shots rang out in the blood black sky, in the pouring rain. And the siren sound from the hound dog's throat with a lusty rain. And the blood spills out and the ground drinks deep as the deck comes down. As the world summer at the Windsor Lagoon, strumming those strings in the afternoon. Heaven ain't close, but heaven ain't far. When you're bringing down fire at the local bars, I say, ooh, ooh, ooh. Sam got Tennessee cold in his name. On the southbound train, city and music in the neon lights, the mouth of the beast in the dizzy nights. I say, ooh, and we say, Lord. Sinners in our beautiful choir, making our way up the mountaintop. You come out to stop us, but we'll never stop. I say, ooh, ooh, ooh. The medicine man gonna watch his friend go. if you never taste bitter, then you never know sweet. And we say, Lord,
that's Abraham James with able assistance from Sam Mensah, who, in addition to adding vocals to the tracks, played guitar, bass, synthesizers, and keys. They called themselves the Electric Lions for this EP. And before that, of course, live in the library, Abraham James. And as I said, Sam played guitar on a couple of tracks on that session. These sessions recorded live in the library, recorded on Wednesday afternoons. It's a state-of-the-art recording studio, if you haven't been in there, on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown Chattanooga, open to anybody with a library card. The recordings of bands, often based in Chattanooga, but not exclusively, are produced, engineered and mixed by Sam Mensah. The executive producers for the Live in the Library are me for the radio station, Sam for the library. Another session next Thursday at 7 here on the radio. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Richard Winham.